mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the 15th day of February 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for another 2 hours. Coming up in the next segment, Dr. John Breeding, expert on government brainwashing of our children, mass drugging, will go into the New Freedom Initiative that passed late last year, along with the National ID Card and so much more. Plus, more news about satellite and transponder tracking by the mile to be in all your cars very soon, unless you say no to it. A bunch of news about the unfolding police state here in America. It is all coming up in this hour, but right now, let's go to calls. Cameron in Idaho, welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I was listening earlier about you're talking about the thumb scanners in Albertsons in Oregon.
Well, I mean, the listener emailed me about it. I mean, it's going in everywhere.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm from Boise, and Albertsons is where the corporate headquarters for Albertsons is. That's where it was started. It was here in Boise. And I actually live very close to a local Albertsons where they're testing a lot of the new technology they're trying to use. One of my friends actually works there, and he said that you can't get your paycheck without using a thumb scan.
Yeah, HEB does that all over Texas. But again, it starts with the employees. They start making the cops do it. They make the enforcers do it. Then the public has, they have signs up at almost every HEB in Texas saying, inkless fingerprint readers coming soon. You'll have to use them. But right. Then they planned to do it years ago in Austin, but we protested, so they didn't. But in areas of Houston, College Station, they make the customers do it.
I mean, but just all the things in this Albertson store, like my friend Will said, they're testing all the new technology that they're going to be using in all their stores nationwide here at this one Albertson.
The RFID and the rest of it?
Right, and also the cameras that they have, they're using cameras that can zoom in for miles. They're using, he also mentioned a technology that's going to be scanning people for their emotions, like stress levels, heat, see if they're going to actually, like, feel something, you know? It's just, it's blowing my mind.
Well, we told, that was actually in USA Today about 3 years ago, that they, some of these, quote, smart stores, they don't tell you which stores they are, but we've caught them in Massachusetts, Texas, other areas. The cameras scan your face, they're passive MRIs, pick up brain waves, follow your eye movement with hidden cameras in the shelves, pressure plates on the floor. And, yes, sir, you know what your friend ought to do?
Yeah.
You ought to go in there with a small video camera, like you're shopping, have it there with you, and just start videotaping some of this stuff and send it to me.
Yeah, I definitely will do that.
I want to do that. I want to make a video about surveillance, but I can't do everything. But that's on the list someday in the future if I'm not in the FEMA camp, is to show people what's happening.
Well, I'm willing to help out in any way, Alex.
What else did he say about these these emotion sensors?
Yeah, he just said that they're going to be testing them out, putting them in certain areas of the store where a lot of theft has happened, mainly in like the alcohol area.
Yeah, that's their excuse to see if you're nervous.
Right, that's exactly what
that's
trying.
A void comp type system. That's just going to be going in all the cars.
Right.
Toyota, Saab, and others are going to make it standard soon. That's the Associated Press and the big automobile magazines, where the camera constantly scans your eye as you drive and then calls police on you, quote, if you're tired or on drugs.
Right, that's just sickening. Actually, I was just watching one of your weekly updates on PrisonPlanet.tv and how you were talking about how they're going to start putting cameras in cars where they're constantly watching you.
Oh, yeah, see me show the mainstream news articles?
Right.
It's all part of freedom, just, you know, Big Brother camera watching you 24 hours a day. I mean, it's just, look, it's like 3 years ago we started getting reports from Texas, Tennessee, Ohio, where they put cameras in the showers at the middle schools.
Oh, my God.
And they go, well, we videotape your kids naked, but it's for security. And, it got traded on the Internet around the country, but so what? I mean, folks, it's worse than 1984.
It is. It's just like you said, truth is stranger than fiction.
It's going on right now, and if you call into a national talk show and talk, they'll say it doesn't exist.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how many industry papers it's in. Doesn't matter if you got video of it. They'll just keep denying it.
It shows how deep the control goes.
They will deny it till the day the transponder goes in their car and they start getting taxed. And then they'll say, well, I'm for it. Because they're winners, see, so they just pick the winning side. They're really losers. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We like to talk to people on this broadcast who are standing up, who are taking action, who have had victories as well as defeats. But they're in the arena. And my good personal friend, fellow Austinite, Dr. John Breeding, who I've been interviewing for, I don't know, 6-7 years on the radio, joins us. We haven't had him on since Lord Bush had a victory with Eli Lilly and others and got the New Freedom Initiative passed, despite Ron Paul's valiant fight against it last December. Though they're trying to repeal the funding of it right now, people all over the country were fighting in Illinois and the other 9 states that have already started implementing it. This is the forced psychological testing of every child in America. And, again, the guidelines were written by Eli Lilly and other drug companies. It started in Texas's TMAP. They admit that it's about getting from 15% to half the children on these dangerous psychotropics. New major studies have come out that some of the most dangerous psychotropics, St. John's wort is 3 times more effective in double-blind studies than drugs like Paxil. And, of course, sugar pill is more effective in double-blind studies, more effective than Prozac. Again, it's not effective. It's every major mass shooter, women cutting their babies' arms off, women drowning their children. They're on these drugs that put you into a mesmerized state. So they'll SWAT team your house looking for marijuana. That isn't even, and I've looked at the studies, isn't even as bad as alcohol, and I don't smoke marijuana, by the way, folks. But they'll push Ritalin and Prozac on your children. So for the next hour, in 50 minutes, we're joined by Dr. John Breeding, who made the Associated Press for the press conference they had fighting this, and you can check out his website. We'll tell you about that website. He's also an incredible author. I believe in his work so much, we carry two of his best books on InfoWars.com. Dr. Breeding, great to have you back, my friend.
Glad to be here, Alex.
I tell you, there has just been a storm of things happening, but we're having some victories as well as some defeats, but as I said, at least we're on the battlefield. Tell us what's happened with New Freedom, basically what it is, and now what we're facing.
Right. Yeah, we had a pretty good victory, actually, first in the federal legislature recently. We were fighting for a long time to get this so-called Child Medication Safety Act passed, which basically would just take part of what we did here at Texas and take it at a federal level and just say, and at least make it clear that schools cannot require kids to be on psychotropic drugs as a condition of attending school. That seems pretty simple in statement, and it is, but that's the point that we're at, where we have to fight even to just back off the structure, the system structure, such that even to just say that, you know, kids have a right to be in school even if they're not on psych drugs. We had to fight for that.
And states are passing simple.
We got that little piece passed at the federal level.
And Dr. Breeding, states are also, thanks to your work and others, you testified around the country, are passing laws that teachers cannot prescribe drugs. That's common sense, too.
Yeah, teachers could never actually prescribe the drugs, but they can't, but what we were doing was passing laws that say they can't suggest them or recommend them, which is in effect a prescription, especially if you've got the clout of the school to threaten the parents on top of that, or to call Child Protective Service and threaten the parents if they don't go along with it. So in that sense, they're de facto prescribing, but what we did in Texas and some other states is basically say school employees may not recommend psychotropic drugs, they may not suggest a diagnosis, just to back off, to back them off a little bit, and to back off the threat of Child Protective Services, accusation of medical neglect. So we have had some victories in that regard. And it's just tooth and nail, because the whole thing is sort of a total state welfare for your child, in the sense that the view is that your child is more the property of the state than it is than the child is really a citizen and a member of the family.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
I was actually sent the tape of this. A listener 2 weeks ago called and said, have you heard Dr. Phil today in his ad before the show said that it's a privilege to be a parent and the state really is it has power over the child. I was sent that tape. He's now out saying that the state owns the children.
Well, and that's the basic philosophy of the therapeutic state. And of course, Phil got in some trouble recently because he was recommending a specific. We have a lot of distress in this culture, as you get to talk about every day. But one reflecting of it is that we have a large numbers of centers for so-called troubled teens, therapeutic schools, you know, wilderness camps, places in Mexico and in these islands far away, as well as in the United States, just places for people to send their teenagers that they don't think are handling life very well or whatever, and so they go off to these schools and camps. And
children die at these camps.
And kids die, and they get drugged and all these things. But Phil recommended one of these places, and in the very next week or so, you know, an expose came up on that place of a series of scandals, and I think including a death, including all kinds of terrible things. And so he got in a little bit of a flap. I think it's mostly he was kind of naive about the extent of the psychiatric system and the problem.
That guy probably works for the Justice Department, but go ahead.
Yeah. So Phil was basically, you know, justifying and rationalizing a belief system that you're very well of, and we call it the therapeutic state, but it's the idea that, you know, the schools really have control, and Child Protective Services has control, and psychiatry has control, and the parent's role really is to be the child's case manager rather than the child's parent.
And it's all designed by the corporate fascist state to institutionalize everybody.
And so you deal with all different ramifications of that as far as surveillance systems and as far as, you know, this and that. But in terms of psychiatry per se, you know, psychiatry is a major mechanism with this.
I would call it the tip of the spear.
Well, it's the enforcer. When you can't use the criminal justice system to enforce, when there's no actual law being broken, you can just bring in the threat and say the person's a little bonkers, or they're not acting right, or they're a little depressed, and or they don't know any better, and then you can bring in the force of the state. And really, you know, we got a guy, Rodney Yoder. I don't know if you're familiar with his case, but he was locked up in Illinois for 11 years for no crime. But they considered him to be one of the most dangerous individuals in the country. We were saying, basically, this guy's completely safe. We'd have him in our own home. You know, you need to release him. It was basically a vendetta that a certain state official there in Illinois had against the guy. But they could do that, you know, just based on some doctor's statement that this guy is mentally ill and dangerous.
Well, Charles T. Sell, no criminal record, Army dentist at Waco, sees the mass murder, speaks up. 7-plus years in solitary confinement, forced drugging, never even gone to trial.
Right, and on the view, just all you got to do is get somebody to certify and declare that somebody is that some other person is mentally ill, and all their civil liberties go away.
Well, that was how Hitler early on started grabbing people, was saying they were mentally ill. That was the first thing in the mid-30s that he started.
They started killing, first sterilizing and then killing off the mentally ill before it got into the whole final solution thing with just strictly on a racial basis. So it was a whole eugenics philosophy, and yeah, the fact is that the modern day eugenics is reflected in psychiatry, because the belief system, there's basically two main premises or postulates of psychiatry today. One is the chemical imbalance theory, you know, and so you've got some sort of biological defect that needs to be treated and controlled, and so that's the eugenics, selecting out based on biology. And then the other one is the bad gene theory. And I think we might have talked about this last time I was on your show. This guy testified at the legislature when we were down there a few months ago, saying that the reason so many foster kids were on psychotropic drugs was because they come from bad gene pools. And so you've got the biology and the genetics. Basically, in psychiatry.
Back up. Say that again for people that didn't hear you. And this was in the news, folks. This guy came right out at a hearing in front of people and tell them what they said.
This was at the state legislature. The guy, we were having a hearing on the use of psychotropic drugs in foster care, because there's just the fact is that most of the kids that go into foster care are placed on one or usually more than one.
Over two thirds of children, WOAI reported, in Texas foster care are on psychotropics. The average is on 4 drugs, some as many as 17 drugs. Go ahead.
That's right. And so we're testifying on this to a special committee at the legislature, and this guy, I'll think of his name in a second, but anyway, he's a...
Well, give us your website. You've got it posted there.
Oh, Burkett. Joseph Burkett.
And give us your website.
It's on the wildestcolts.com, www.wildestcolts.com.
Okay, go ahead.
And... Dr. Burkett, and he was the head of MHMR up in Tarrant County, you know, distinguished psychiatrist guy. And he's saying, well, the reason that so many kids are on these drugs in foster care is because they're really sick. And the reason they're really sick is because they come from bad gene pools. So basically, you know, it's a genetic interpretation, you know, of a defective population that's producing these kids. And so we need to put them on all these drugs to kind of... somehow compensate or control this defect, which is...
I had a doctor on 2 weeks ago who said the same thing. Basically, it's a new stage in evolution. We all need drugs.
Well, that is an incredible statement from a marketing point of view. You know, because what we're really talking about is the selling of sickness, and just like everything else, you were talking about transportation earlier. I was listening to you a little bit. It's a marketing thing, you know. You have to sell a certain point of view. You know, you have to convince people to see the world a certain way in order to go along with whatever the program. In this case, it's called selling sickness, and you need to see the world through the point of view that problems in living are not due to issues of social justice or oppression or just life shocks and traumas, but they're due to biological or genetic defects. And, you know, and all of us have some sort of problem like that, right? You know, so drugs for everybody. And it's driven by the corporate pharmaceutical industry, which is the most profitable industry in the world.
We got a break. I want to come back to TAIL, the New Freedom Initiative. Then I want to get into just the mass psychology. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
We're back live with Dr. John Breeding. He'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast. We'll talk about a whole host of issues and talk about the psychology that's connected to all of it, the war on Iraq, you name it. And, of course, your calls are coming up. But think about this. The national average is a little over two-thirds of children that are in foster care are on psychotropic or Ritalin. The amphetamine-class drugs are on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and now even more complex drugs. So this shows what they want to do. When they get a hold of a society, this is what they do. And now through New Freedom Initiative, they're going to try to implement this, getting all of our children into the system. They can't get you on welfare, it's the criminal justice system, or the psychiatric military-industrial complex. Dr. Breeding, go over New Freedom for folks that don't know what it is and how they passed this last year, but now the fight at the state level against it and how folks can get involved in that fight.
Well, the New Freedom Commission was a presidential commission under the current President Bush, and it consists of 20-some-odd select people to be on the commission, experts, so-called experts, and the mission was basically to formulate policy recommendations for the mental health system in the United States. And fundamental to understanding this is that a large number of, I know at least half of them, we have traced it very directly, are people that were also involved in the development of something that you mentioned a while ago called TMAP, which is the Texas Medication Algorithm Project. So it's interesting that this started here in Texas, not surprising since Bush was governor and now he's president, but it started in Texas, and the Texas Medication Algorithm Project was basically another selected commission that was an informal advisory committee to the system called MHMR, Mental Health, Mental Retardation, here in Texas. And this commission, it turns out, was largely funded, given huge amounts of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars from several different drug companies to support this effort. So here you have the drug companies supplying large amounts of money to the state to develop a medical algorithm, basically, which means a formula that says, you know, if you have this so-called mental illness, if you have ADHD, then the recommendation is that you take such and such, like Ritalin or Adderall. If you have so-called depression, the recommendation is that you take such and such, like Prozac or Paxil. You know, if you have schizophrenia, the recommendation is you take such and such, like Risperdal and Zyprexa. All those drugs, of course, happen to be the main profit points for the very companies that funded the commission, right? So they developed the TMAP, and then it's the policies made such to, that requires MHMR to doctors to follow TMAP prescribing practices, so that if you're in the MHR system or in the Medicaid system in the state, you know, then you automatically prescribe that particular drug for that particular illness.
So this is Big Pharma actually writing the guidelines that are then implemented by the medical associations.
This is Big Pharma. They fund the thing directly, the commission, but also the people that are appointed to the committee are the same guys, largely university-based who or medical school-based, who are paid consultants to these different drug companies. So basically they set it up and they create the formulary, and the payoff is that they get their profit point drugs on the formulary. And so what we've tracked is that for every $1,000 that they donated to fund this TMAP commission, they get about $1 million in sales for the drugs. So that's pretty good, 1,000 to 1, you know, return on their money.
And now that's conservative, because then this will be in the aggregate over the years, forced psychological testing of every child in America up to 18-year-olds, and now in Illinois they're talking about expanding, and the commission recommended even adults, now pregnant women.
Oh, that's totally conservative, because that was just based up to a certain point in time, you know, so it's actually the payoff is much bigger than that. So yeah, it's a huge scandal that's being exposed, and it's just a typical example of the way that the decision making at the state level is totally compromised and driven by, you know, private moneyed interest.
Well, it's the same thing with the toll roads or anything. It's the same interest.
Same thing with the toll roads. It's the same things with the war making decisions. All that. It's exactly the same. And
I tell you what, stay there. And then the dominant media is owned by the companies. I mean, you look at who owns the media. It's the same companies that own the defense complex, that own Big Pharma. It's incredible. But there's a larger agenda. It's about control. Because they control the economic paradigm. It could be something else they were making money off of that wasn't as destructive. We're going to come back with Dr. Breeding and just get into a whole other host of issues in your calls. You don't want to miss it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? I mean, who doesn't? Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and it will destroy the odor-causing bacteria so effectively, you may never have to wear deodorant again. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. No BO does not contain any chemicals, preservatives, or petroleum-based product. In addition, it doesn't have any aluminum. Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Give them a call at 1-888-881-NO-BO or go to no-bo.com. Call 888-881-NO-BO or visit no-bo.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. 33 minutes and 20 seconds into the second hour. We're talking to Dr. John Breeding. We're going to get into this Associated Press article where they had state leaders admitting there's no oversight over the drugging of children. It's just going wild. I mean, they actually kill children in some cases. They give them so many drugs. Doctors have gone public, medical doctors, and said these children were happy and healthy until you got a hold of them. It is so bloodthirsty, and it goes across the board into so many other issues. And your calls, of course, are coming up as well. Johanna and Kim and David and Tim and others that are patiently holding. But before we go back to Dr. John Breeding and your calls and a lot more, I want to go to Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. It's the Made in America high-quality gravity-fed water purification, not just filter, water purification system. It cuts it all out, folks. Everything that's bad, leaving in the good minerals you need. Even have the little filters that go on it to cut out the fluoride, which almost nothing does. It's an amazing system made in America. You can buy a Chinese or Indian knockoff that costs as much, about the same price, as the American Berkey or the British Berkey, which they also sell. They have that if you want it. And it doesn't have one-tenth the quality. I mean, it's just amazing. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Tell folks what the Big Berkey is with the black elements, the specials, and how people get them.
Okay. The Berkey Light water filter systems are a gravity-fed water filter that you can use in your home. You can use it on an everyday basis. You could use it in a hospital environment or in an emergency environment. The Black Berkey purification elements actually take the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trimethanes, radiologicals, inorganic compounds, and VOCs to a non-detectable level, as opposed to the old standard, which was 99.99. It now actually completely removes those things from the water. It's a very simple to use system, can be used anywhere, and it's something that's very cost effective, as well as a beautiful addition to your house, you know, for your kitchen and one of your appliances.
And Debbie, for those who don't understand this, folks, when you start drinking real purified water, tap water tastes like kerosene, bottled water tastes gross, it is totally different. And reverse osmosis is fine to cook with and stuff, and I've got one of those as well, but you got to drink some filtered water because it leaves the minerals in. You really need it. And mineral water, you know, normal water that's been purified but leaves the minerals in, that's the tastiest and the best for you and your family. That's what the Big Berkey does. They've got the Made in America Black Berkey filters that I have. They also have the British Made in Britain, which is also excellent. They've got everything you want or need, and you need to give her a call. What are some of the different specials?
Well, we have the Berkey Light on sale for $199, and with that you get a free gift with it, whether it would be a Berkey Sport bottle, which is a 22-ounce handheld filtered water bottle, or you could get a bottle of potassium iodate, or you can get the video sheltering in place. With the Berkey Light, with the lights, and the lights are in the base, and they don't have anything to do with filtering the water, but they're a great source of lighting when you need it if you had a power outage, or you can use it for a night light, things like that. You get two free gifts with that. Also, if you have some of the other filter systems out there that are gravity-fed, that you may have that you purchased a few years back, you know, around 1999 or, the, you know, that area, you can go ahead and replace the filters that you have in those systems with the new Berkey Light Black purification elements.
All right, let's give folks the toll-free number to give you a call. There's a bunch of other specials, too. Give her a call. If she doesn't answer, leave your name and number. Debbie or somebody else will call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. It's Made in America. They're sponsors of this broadcast. I use the product. And, I mean, it feels good to be pitching high-quality water filters to folks. If you feel powerless with this whole global corrupt system, at least stop drinking the poison water. And believe me, folks, it's bad news. 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com, berkeywater.com. And in the comment section, when you order, tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the special and tell them what free gifts you want. BerkeyWater.com or 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, Alex. I look forward to talking to your listeners.
God bless and take care.
Take care.
Give Debbie a call, folks. All right, going back to Dr. John Breeding. Dr. Breeding, I want to talk about, before we go to some calls, I want to talk about ways to fight the New Freedom Initiative. You came up with a petition, got thousands of signatures. There are fights being waged at the state level to put up barriers against this federal funding and this mandate to forcibly psychologically test every child in America from 4 to 18, and then it tries to expand out into adults. We've got to fight this. How do we fight this?
Well, you mentioned Ron Paul, I believe, earlier, and he's the man in U.S. Congress who's leading the charge to try to challenge the funding, and because basically, you know, the New Freedom Commission recommendations include universal mental health screening, and then so the next step has been to chip away and get $20 million there and $20 million here to fund the pilot, so-called pilot programs, basically initiatives in various states. So supporting Ron Paul and the efforts, you know, at the federal level. Here, and in different states, there's different dynamics, and so it's a matter of plugging into that to that system and that initiative. But in our state, you know, we have an opportunity to really put a pretty good shock into the system if we can really bring up the roots of this TMAP thing. Since it started here in Texas, it's currently mandated in the MHMR system and used also in other systems within the state, and it's been marketed out to several other states as well. That's part of the scandal that's been exposed, is the drug companies paid for the MHMR director here, Dr. Sean, to go around and sell the thing to different states and stuff. And so what we're trying to do is get the state legislature here to kind of take on TMAP. And so, you know, contacting any of your state representatives here, Susanna Hupp has looked into this thing a lot, Lois Cole, of course. Part of what we're trying to do is to get MHMR to disclose all the financial flows around this thing, you know, where they got the money from, where it was spent, et cetera, et cetera. They're basically stonewalling and resisting like crazy and saying, oh, we won't do it again. We know it was a little bit questionable, but we don't think we were really unethical. And
also, Dr. Breeding, to be specific here, we need to all of us, because 10 states already implemented this beforehand, now they're trying to make it go nationwide, to get into the state level now and tell them no forced psychological testing. Because how is this going to work, folks, is your child's going to come home and tell them that they were psychologically tested all day.
That's right. And so one thing you can do is plug into my website, wildestcults.com. You mentioned this this declaration that we have there. It's basically a declaration that says, I for one, refuse to consent to the administration of any kind of psychological screening test to my child. I will not cooperate. And you do that, we've got, I think, we're working on getting up to 10,000. We haven't quite reached 10,000 yet, but we've got 8,000. We're doing pretty good. And you sign on to that, and also then you can get in the loop here, and you'll also see the AbleChild.org website. And plug into these resources, the Wildest Cults and the Able Child and Ron Paul stuff, and you'll be right in the flow in terms of what's going on, plus you will have already made a statement, and then you can figure out exactly what's happening in your state. Here in Texas, like I said, what we're really doing right now since the legislature's in session is trying to get something happening, and so you can support us that way, you can think about that, you can contact your state people, and you can help us hold the focus to say, hey, what is this TMAP thing? Could you look into that? You know, and why is MHMR not being forthcoming with the information about the monies on this? You know, it seems like they shouldn't be able to hide that from a legislative
inquiry. For folks that aren't technical, tell them what the MHMR is.
MHMR is mental health, mental retardation. It's a state system for dealing with people who are so-called mentally ill.
Now, we've had some victories in Illinois. We've had some victories in Illinois and other areas where they just come right out and say we're going to do it, and there's massive resistance. So, again, if the people just learn of this, there's no way they're going to get away with it.
That's right. You can mobilize massive resistance on this because, you know, when it comes to our children and when they really realize that this sounds pretty good, oh, we just want to go in and make sure the kids are okay, and we're just, you know, looking just like sort of like vision screening, you know, mental health screening.
But the drug company's own documents show it's about getting them on drugs.
But
it's about a market.
What's about is that they have a quota system that they're going to screen. They're going to find, like you said, about a quarter of those that they refer for further evaluation. About half of those, you know, will be recommended for treatment. And what you have to understand, if you're going to understand the system at all, is that treatment means drugs, and that they've got these diseases, so-called diseases, and so, you know, and they market constantly, and you see the ads, you're depressed, you know, it's a chemical imbalance, you need Paxil, you know, your ADHD,
maybe,
it's a neurological
maybe.
Thing, you need Adderall, and so the question people ask is, do I have this depression, does my child have this ADHD, and you bought it, hook, line, and sinker. There is no ADHD, there is no biochemical imbalance that causes depression. It's made up.
Well, let me just add something to this.
Go ahead, Alex.
This is important, and I want to go to some calls. But folks, Prozac trees didn't grow in ancient times, and these drugs are deadly, and their own industry documents have now been made public. They knew Prozac caused all this suicide, and the doctors argue, these quack doctors, oh, well, that's because they were already depressed. No, it's clear linkage to their own documents. They know what Ritalin does. How do these people in industry, it's like the same people that know that these experimental vaccines they push on the troops are killing them, I mean, that's admitted. How do these people in government and industry, I mean, it's like the documents that came out a few years ago declassified CDC, where they were having a meeting and said, I wouldn't give this to my granddaughter. You know, autism's up 1,000+%. It's brain damaging hundreds of thousands a year. We got to cover this up. I mean, the documents say that. Let's cover this up. How do they live with themselves?
Well, they've made a pact with the devil. There's no doubt about that. You know, Adderall, which is one of the most popular drugs for kids these days, is three amphetamines rolled into one to treat so-called ADHD. It's just put Adderall XR. It's just pulled off the market in Canada because they linked it to sudden pediatric death, to children just dropping dead from strokes and heart failures.
There was
Adderall.
A black
and this
kid.
This is a drug that we're giving to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of our children.
When I was in middle school football, there was a black kid who was, you know, the star runner, breaking state records, great football player, was going to get all these big scholarships when he got into college. And he was on Ritalin, and man, he just had a heart attack on the field and died.
It's all too common, you know. And so Adderall is now a big party drug. I teach at the college, and my students were telling me how popular it was as a party drug. They were telling me it's the same day that Canada just pulled it off the market because kids are dropping dead from it. That's Ritalin. You know, you mentioned Prozac, Paxil, these drugs that cause suicide and or homicidal behavior in a certain percentage of people who take them. They're given out like candy, and people buy it because they believe. They've been conditioned, programmed to believe and to see the world in a way that sees something that's not there. You see?
How did Prozac get away 2 years ago at sending out over 1 million free samples to mailboxes?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, notice how they're just given a total free hand.
They're given a total free hand because they give a total free handout. I mean, they spend billions of dollars every year on their marketing.
Well, think about
Dr. Breeding.
They have more
than one lobbyist for every member in U.S. Congress. They spend $13,000 per doctor. They fund the conferences. They send these advertisements on TV that go into your brain every day. It's a massive thing. And they do these infomercials that look like news. They package these little things that look like a news report. The news reports it, but really it's a pre-canned program, you know, that's sold to the news companies, and they present it, and it shows some doctor interviewing some patient about this research breakthrough with Paxil or whatever, and really it's put out by the company that makes Paxil.
And there's nothing different from that than Armstrong Williams getting paid off. This is massive.
It's exactly the same dynamic.
But let me add something here. It's common sense, folks. You know, think back to what you know about cocaine and heroin dealers. They target the schools. They go to the fence and go, here, kid, try this for free to get them addicted. These are the big drug dealers, and they target the schools just like a dealer of illegal drugs.
So it's important to understand how the propaganda system and the conditioning system works, and then it's important to kind of remember that this whole thing is made up. These are not real diseases. This is not real medicine. You know, kids don't have a disease called ADHD. Adults don't have a chemical imbalance called depression.
Doctor,
believe it or not, it's made up.
Isn't it usually that the child's eating a bunch of red dye and drinking three Cokes and eating Twinkies and bouncing off the walls, and adults are watching TV? They're not outside walking around the lake.
Well, it's not that people don't have problems, you know, and one level of it is activity and diet, no doubt about it. There's a lot of levels. It's important to think well
the answer
about how
isn't
to support
a toxic,
your life.
But
it's not a biologically or genetically based mental illness. It's called being out of shape or being nutritionally imbalanced or being emotionally upset or just losing people you love or being stressed out from work. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Isn't it also that people are in jobs and doing things they know that are immoral, and the subconscious mind rebels against that and they get depressed?
I think that's totally true. And the nice thing about that, Alex, is that it implies a very fundamentally positive view about human nature, which is that what you're referring to as your subconscious mind, you know, your deeper self, wants you to be on purpose in your life. And if you're so off course that you're doing something that's meaningless and unethical, then on some level you're going to be unhappy or you're going to sabotage yourself or something. And it's because you're, whatever you want to call it, your soul, your true self, is pulling you towards the truth. And it may look like some distress, but really it's a signal. And if you go deeply into it, rather than just saying, oh, that's a mental illness and I'm going to suppress it and dissociate by taking some drug that's going to make me forget it, you know, which is what psychiatry wants you to do. If you don't do that and you go deeply into it, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you're likely to find some truth there.
Well, Dr. Breeding, I mean, I really am hardly ever depressed or unhappy because I have an ideology. I have a philosophy. I am driven. I believe I'm doing what's right. And then I have guilt. I have my conscience. My ego's gotten smaller over the years, and my conscience has gotten larger. Is that a healthy process?
Good. Yeah. You know, and that's what we all want to be doing is working towards where our own kind of relatively petty kind of interest. We need ego to function, you know, to handle life. But if that's driving things as opposed to serving us for some higher purpose, you that's right on. I like what you're saying.
All right, we're going to come back. I know you've been holding forever, folks. We'll go through your calls out of this hour, into the next hour, and then continue until this oldest block of callers till we get to you. Then we'll get into just so much other news. I mean, there's a lot I want to go over with Dr. Breeding. I want to talk about denial, a nation in denial, headed towards destruction.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you visit Infowars.com and just type in Dr. Breeding, we have dozens of articles and news reports that he's put out. You can also go to wildestcults.com. But if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or fighting the creation of this prison planet, you can go to the secure, safe online shopping cart and click on the area that says other great titles by other authors. And you can see both of the books that he's written that I carry, one of them, Wildest Cults, and the others. Great as well. We have a special package deal where you save, I don't know, like $10 when you order two of the books. And they're both excellent. You need to have them for any grandparent to give to your children who have children, or for any parents out there, or for your neighbor that's having trouble with their children and maybe buying into the propaganda. This stuff really works. You need to go to InfoWars.com and get both his books, or at least get Wildest Cults if you're just going to get one, but get both and you save a lot of money. We also have My 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror Exposed, Holy State 3 Total Enslavement, The Matrix of Evil. All of these are excellent films, and I've got insane specials going right now, upwards of 70% off on some of my newest films. And you're authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes. So go to InfoWars.com to peruse the shopping cart, to watch free clips of the films, to read excerpts of the books, to order via the safe shopping cart, or call toll-free to order. They can answer your questions as well. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And Dr. Breeding really has a great understanding of this information. I hope you get his books. Just a great mind. 888-253-3139. Or you can watch all the films and read my books and a lot more at prisonplanet.tv. Dr. Breeding, I want to get into a whole bunch of other issues with you in the next hour. Right now, let's start going to calls. Johanna in Texas. Johanna, go ahead.
The first thing I want to say is the Creator bless you and protect both of you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you.
And I really mean that very seriously. I'm concerned because of young people committing suicide. This is a very serious thing that I have in my heart. It's very, very heavy to me. And we really need to emphasize, even though, you know, all these things are happening, we've got to emphasize to people, adults and children, that there is hope. The Creator says that he will send his angels, give him charge over people if they submit to him and obey him and take him seriously and study his holy word and pray seriously for guidance and protection. And the Psalm 92:7 says, when the wicked spring as the grass and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. So it's
well,
not a hopeless
situation.
Well,
I mean, our culture says, you know, don't be religious. I'm a Christian, and I think this establishment Christians are the furthest thing from the Bible you can imagine. But no, my faith is very strong and drives me. And there is that spiritual place, that vacuum, that's not being filled by the drugs and the sex and the rest of it. Dr. Breeding?
Yeah, I appreciate your blessing and your concern for our young people, because that's really what drives all of our work, is our concern for our young people. Alex has two little ones himself, and I have two children of my own and a stepson, and they're all our children. And I've sat with too many parents, and I'm thinking of Glenn McIntosh right now, who's on my board of directors. He's here in Austin. His teenage daughter, 13-year-old Caitlin, on January 2000, hung herself in the Cedar Park Middle School here right outside of Austin by her shoelaces in the bathroom of the middle school, and it was a reaction to Paxil and Zoloft, two of these so-called SSRI antidepressant drugs, which have been demonstrated in clinical research and in the reality out in the world that they cause suicidal behavior in a certain percentage of people who take them.
Now,
state called akathisia, and they make people really crazy, and these young people commit suicide.
And we interviewed the father here on the broadcast.
Yeah. And so these drugs are dangerous, and it's prayer's a great response, but just loving and closeness and affection and really listening to our young people and treating them with respect.
And letting them play these video games and getting them outside with lots of activities. We'll be right back, folks, with the third hour. Your calls are straight ahead, but Dr. Breeding, keep it locked in.